It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing all right. It's good to be back home and be back in the office.
Yeah, you were traveling last week. We're going to talk about that a little bit here.
I was in Washington, D.C. with the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers at their 2020 event.
Did you get things straightened out in Washington when you were there?
So the markets
probably
are
going
to be okay now. And
pardon?
The markets will be good and everything will be fine now that you got her worked out.
We'll see.
Yeah,
whatever.
I've been to Washington, D.C. since a family trip in 1965, so
okay.
I think a lot probably has changed since I was 13.
I saw there were a lot of security cameras around and security checkpoints in congressional offices.
Well, it wasn't much for security. We were there. You just kind of wander around where you want.
So, yeah, it was.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that's changed a little bit. Just
yes,
a little bit.
Yes. Well, we had to salute a veteran before we...
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 4 / Sheriff Verl C. Fields. Verl was born on April 28, 1916 in Corson, South Dakota, and passed away on June 22, 1990. He was a... he was a sheriff of Lacaparral County.
He was a sheriff, I believe, right?
Yep. I'm pretty sure he was the sheriff right before Graylin Carlson. Was sheriff. The timeline fits, anyways. But before that, he served in World War II, and he entered active duty in the United States Army on April 7th, 1942, at Fort Snelling. Honorably discharged about 3.5 years later on September 1st, 1945, at Fort Logan, Colorado. He was a tanker with Company B of the 35th Tank Battalion. Spent 1 year, 1 month, 27 days overseas in Europe during World War II, wounded in action on January 10th, 1945, and participated in the battles of Normandy, northern France, the Rhineland, and Ardennes. He earned the Purple Heart, for his wounds received in action, Good Conduct Medal, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal. He was a first-class gunner with a heavy machine gun and the 75-millimeter cannon. He was expert with Thompson submachine gun and a sharpshooter with his 45 caliber pistol. And he earned a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Verl, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation and our county, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, so today we're just going to talk about your trip out to Washington. Is that the topic?
Yeah, I was unable to procure a newspaper article this week. So hopefully the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard are going to just run older articles.
The best of?
Best of articles. So we're just going to talk a little bit about, last week's business trip out to D.C. was about. So we start on, we flew out there April 6th, which was Sunday, and then... Monday, we got right down to business. There was a legislative update and a roundtable with House Committee on Veterans Affairs and the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, and they had staffers from both Democrat and Republican sides that did question and answers and talked a little bit about what was going on with the with those committees. We had a Medal of Honor recipient speak. Kenneth J. David, who is a Medal of Honor recipient, and one of the former presidents of the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers. He was very instrumental in helping recognize Mr. David for his service in Vietnam and his Medal of Honor. He said it was a 17-year battle fighting for the to upgrade his award to the Medal of Honor for actions he did in service in Vietnam. We had the Secretary of Veterans Affairs speak for an hour, Honorable Doug Collins, and pretty optimistic about what he had to say. But, I'm anxious to see how things will be implemented and what things will be going on. We also had the National Cemetery Administration. There was a secretary, and then the secretary has undersecretaries, which are like deputies or lieutenants.
They probably have secretaries, too.
No, probably. Yeah. But we had the undersecretaries for the National Cemetery Administration, the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the Veterans Health Administration. Talked about toxic exposure. We had a talked about our bylaws, talked had a presentation on the Board of Veterans Appeals by the chairman of the Board of Veterans Appeals. We had the National Service Directors of both the Disabled Veterans and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. That was Monday and Tuesday. We were in class. We were in getting presentations both of those days, but they were very interesting. And I got to talk with colleagues from across the country. I sat next our little Minnesota delegation sat next to the director of the Alaska Department of Veterans Affairs and his deputy, and that was a they came and visited with us on Monday at the president's reception too, and it was very interesting stories all around, and it was good to hear from colleagues, and we also. They had California, Ohio, Iowa, North Dakota, Wisconsin. We're all represented in Illinois. It was good to regardless of where we work, the job is the same. So the little inside jokes that I have with my colleagues, they understand. Halfway across the country, so it was.
That's always good to go to those events like that, networking kind of with others.
Exactly, it was a networking.
Fun of the whole thing. So.
Yep. Actually, my colleague from Monterey County, California. I was stationed in Monterey for a year and a half, where I studied Korean as a second language, and I had to ask him, the couple of important questions. I said, number one. Is are the eucalyptus trees still outside the gate at the Naval Postgraduate School? And he said they were. I said that the smell of those eucalyptus trees is I'll never forget. And I asked if there was still a deli off the military base there that serves the best chocolate cake. And he said, "Yep, that's still there." I was like, "Good."
So things haven't been ruined.
Yep. The memories I had from 20 plus years ago they're still there.
That's so good. You have to go back. Check it out.
It's on my list. It's on my list. And so is going back to D.C. as a tourist this time. Wednesday, we met with our congressional delegation. We met with seven of the nine House and Senate people from the state of Minnesota. We met with Amy Klobuchar's office, Tina Smith's office. Got to walk around the Capitol grounds. That building is a lot bigger than the Minnesota Capitol building, a lot bigger. Spoke with staff from Brad Finstead's office, Ilhan Omar. It was kind of funny. The University of Minnesota had a delegation there too, and it seemed our schedules, coincided a lot, so we were outside the hallways visiting with them quite a bit. It was kind of funny. It was like, "Are you following us?" And it was like, "No, we're," and then we're following them. It was interesting, and all the goodies that I noticed. Ilhan Omar's office had a giant one of them Stanley Cup mugs that had a big M on it from the University of Minnesota. I was like. That's probably what that kid has in his backpack there, cups. We also met with staff from Betty McCollum's office, Congressman Tom Emmer's office. Actually got to meet with Michelle Fishbach's office, our local representative. It was kind of funny. She has a popcorn machine in her office.
Doesn't everybody? No, I guess I don't.
That
I just ran over to the theater.
Yep. It was good popcorn. She made sure that we all left with a bag of popcorn in our hands. And, very nice lady. And her and Kelly Morrison, she took over Dean Phillips' office, or when Dean Phillips decided not to run, she ran and was elected to his old position. And those were the two actual congresswomen that we met with. The rest were just staff members. But it was good conversations all around and a good time. Then we flew home on Thursday. So good time, and you know, I'd love to go back to D.C. As a tourist this time. The only things we got to see were, you know, the Capitol office buildings, and we stopped at Union Station for a cup of coffee when the security lines were a little long. It was only about a half mile walk to the Union Station, but that place was huge too.
Smithsonian, I think, was what stood out the most in my mind still to this day from you know, the Spirit of St. Louis and all that stuff. That's pretty interesting.
Didn't get a chance to walk through there.
Yeah, it'll take you a couple of days just to get through that. So.
Yeah, it's kind of what I thought. Right. We got to drive around, or, you know, drivers are crazy in that area.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be driving them.
No, we took Ubers, Uber or public transportation everywhere we could. And yeah, I would not want to drive in the D.C. area after seeing what I saw. But, yeah. Yeah, we talked about pending legislation that the National Association has been lobbying for, and which governs unaccredited representatives that that claim to help veterans improve access to residential treatment care, called the Access Act. There are some women veterans programs that are being lobbied for, emergency care. And we talked to our legislative representatives about those bills that we are we're supporting and we were lobbying for. So not only were we there to as tourists to visit, we were also there to work, and well, that's primarily what we were there for. So
sounds good. Sounds like a good trip.
Yeah, well, it was a good trip.
Well, if anybody wants to stop in and see you here, Josh, you're going to be around this week.
Today and Thursday, I'll be around. Tuesday and Wednesday, I have a meeting up north. In the Brainerd Lakes area, and then Friday county offices will be closed because of Good Friday. So, but normally we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445, and we always got to mention the Veterans Linkage Line too.
You better do that.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org.
All right, good enough. Well, thanks for the info. Very interesting trip you had there, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. It's 9:30. You're listening to KLQ.